Disappointment was written in bold on the faces of the U.S. Olympic women's ice hockey team after Canada scored a tie-breaking goal in sudden death overtime. That became the difference between silver and gold. The disappointment stretched halfway around the world to a Sun Valley tavern populated with fans and acquaintances of the American team's top scorer, Hillary Knight. Former hockey goalie Kathy Butterfield says everyone locally was pulling for the hometown Olympian and her team.
It was such a close game, and they played so well. And that last call was a little sketchy. But, you know, that's hockey.
Hillary Knight is the second Sun Valley athlete to medal at the Sochi Games. Last week, snowboarder Caitlin Farrington won gold in the halfpipe. Pretty good for a valley with a total population under 20,000, says the owner of Grumpy's Tavern, Pete Prekages. He says he can make peace with Knight's silver.
We're as proud of her as we are as Caitlin. And, you know, just to be an Olympian, to be one of those top 20 people in your field, I mean, really, it's pretty amazing.
In less than a day, Team USA gets a chance to even the score with Canada. The U.S. Olympic men's hockey team takes on the Canadians in a semifinal game in the same arena. And again, there's a regional connection. Star U.S. forward T.J. Oshie was raised in Everett, Washington. I'm Tom Bonsi in Ketchum, Idaho.